From NPR News in Washington, I'm Louise Schiavone. Grief and anger both high in New York as the city struggles with the killing of two NYPD officers. Speaking on NBC's Today Show, New York City Police Commissioner Bill Bratton said accused gunman Ishmael Brinsley had been inflamed by the racially charged debate over the police-involved deaths of Eric Garner in New York and Michael Brown in Ferguson.
It's quite apparent, quite obvious, that the targeting of these two police officers was a direct spinoff of this issue of these demonstrations.
Authorities, meanwhile, say Brinsley's ex-girlfriend in Baltimore is expected to survive a gunshot inflicted by Brinsley before he went to New York City. Police officers across the nation now are being urged to be extremely cautious in the wake of these events. The Justice Department says the French engineering company Alstom has agreed to pay a record fine of $772 million for bribery. NPR's Jim Zeroli reports the company is accused of paying officials in Egypt, Taiwan, and other countries to secure contracts.
Justice Department officials say the bribery was astounding in its breadth, brazenness, and worldwide consequences. They say that over a decade's time, the company paid bribes to secure electrical contracts worth $375 million. In Indonesia, for example, the company gave money to a high-ranking parliamentary official and to executives at the state-owned power company. The charges were filed by the United States because much of the bribery was carried out at the company's Windsor, Connecticut office. The company's chief executive issued a statement saying Alstom regretted a number of problems in the past. He said the settlement allows the company to put the issue behind it. Jim Zeroli, NPR News, New York.
A former regime figure, Beji Caid Essebsi, has won Tunisia's first democratic presidential elections. NPR's Leila Fadel reports official results show he took more than 55% of the vote.
As soon as the results were announced, there were reports of rioting in a southern city that supported Essebsi's opponent, incumbent Mansaf Marzouki. A video posted online shows police firing tear gas to disperse protesters. The rioters in Hama chanted no to the old regime. Essebsi served as Speaker of the Parliament under ousted autocrat Zine and Abidine Ben Ali, and also held cabinet posts under Habib Bourguiba. Those who voted for him said it was a vote for stability, but his detractors say he represents a return to the old and authoritarian practices of the government that Tunisians ousted. With this win, Essebsi's party controls the presidency and dominates the parliament. Leila Fadel, NPR News, Tunis.
On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 93 points to 17,898, part of the pre-Christmas advance that traders sometimes call a Santa rally. The Nasdaq up 12. This is NPR. Oil industry analyst Trilby Lundberg reports gasoline prices continue to drop. Over the past 2 weeks, the average price of a gallon of regular self-serve was down 25 cents to $2.47. The UN Security Council slated a first-ever meeting about North Korea's human rights situation, but North Korea declared it would not attend. The nation charges that the U.S. and its allies have been using human rights as a tool to overthrow the government of Kim Jong-un. China's ruling Communist Party has opened an internal investigation into a former presidential aide. NPR's Anthony Kuhn reports that the move follows the sacking of several other high-level officials seen as political rivals of Communist Party boss Xi Jinping.
State media report that Ling Jihua is under investigation for serious unspecified violations of Communist Party rules, which usually means some sort of corruption. Ling served in a position equivalent to chief of staff to ex-president Hu Jintao. He was demoted after his son was killed in a fiery car crash in Beijing in 2012. Two young women found in various states of undress were seriously injured in the wrecked Ferrari sports car. Two of Ling's brothers, who are provincial-level officials, have also been placed under investigation this year. Anthony Kuhn, NPR News, Beijing.
In the French city of Dijon, a prosecutor is saying a driver who ran his vehicle into a crowd of pedestrians, injuring 13, had no links to terrorism but does have a long history of severe mental illness. I'm Louise Schiavone, NPR News, Washington.